Welcome to month 6. I hope you are enjoying the mind, body, soul journaling journey so far. Month 6 is exciting. It's connecting with that inner child, the creativity, that little bit of you that maybe you've lost. We're all creative beings, and we're going to work on really allowing that creativity to flow through your mind, body, and soul. So just make yourself nice and comfortable. I would ask you now to close your eyes if that feels okay. And remember that you're feeling comfortable and peaceful from the top of your head all the way down to the bottom of your toes. You're safe and secure. This is your time, your sacred space. Nobody needs anything from you. Nobody wants anything from you. This is your time to relax. And when you're feeling so relaxed and comfortable like you are right now, you might like to imagine that you're in your favorite place in the whole world. It could be anywhere, but just imagine using your imagination. I want you to see yourself there right now. It could be right where you are, on your bed, sitting in your favorite chair, in the garden. Just imagine yourself there, your favorite place. Have a look at all of the things that are around. This is your favorite place. Maybe you've never even been here before. You've only read about this place or even dreamt about this place. But it's your favorite place, and it's just the way you want it. You might be there by yourself, or maybe you're with somebody very, very special. Of course, you're doing your favorite activity, and everything about this favorite place and space is just perfect. Just the way you like it. I want you to really visualize that now and get that feeling in your mind, your body, your soul. Your whole being is filled with happiness and joy because of this place that you're in right now. I'm not sure where your favorite place is, but I know that you know where it is, and I know that you're enjoying it right now, and trust that feeling of enjoyment. So continue to enjoy your favorite place and all the things that you'd like to do or listen to or relax maybe when you're there. All of these feelings can really help you settle into the moment. And as you continue to enjoy your favorite place, I want you now to focus on your breath. Don't try to change anything, just notice your breath. Notice if you're breathing deeply, slowly, just noticing your breath now. And you'll probably notice that you're really starting to relax. Just let yourself listen carefully to everything I say. It's probably going to happen automatically. You might just move away from my voice, and that's okay. You don't need to think about it now. And you'll have no conscious control over what happens, but just relax. You're in your favorite place. Nothing you can do is wrong. And I want you to imagine that the muscles in around your eyes are relaxing perfectly. And as you continue to breathe, it's like a wave of relaxation is now flowing through your body, easily and freely. Without thinking about it at all, you will soon enter a deep, peaceful relaxation. Without any effort at all. And in a moment, I'm going to relax you more completely. In a moment, I'm going to begin counting backwards from 10 to 1. The moment I say the number 10, you will allow your eyes just to relax 100% more deeply. And the moment I say the number 10, in your mind's eye, I want you to see yourself at the top of a very small set of stairs. They're very safe. There's no need to worry that you might fall. They're very short and small, and they're very, very safe. So the moment I say the number 9 and each additional number, you will simply move slowly and carefully down the stairs. And with every step, you will relax more and more. In fact, it will be like you're relaxing from the top of your head all the way down to the tip of your toes as I count down and as you walk down the stairs. And in fact, at the bottom of the stairs, you see a large inviting feather bed. And you know you can sink into it, and that feeling of relaxation will grow stronger and stronger. The moment I say the number one, you will simply sink into the bed, resting your head safely and carefully on the feather pillow. Relaxing now deeper and deeper. Number 10, you're at the top of the stairs. 9, taking that step down, relaxing and letting go. 8, sinking into a more comfortable, calm, peaceful position. 7, deeper and deeper now, relaxing more and more. 6, going down the steps, way down into your subconscious. 5, moving down another stairs, relaxing more completely as you do. In fact, you're feeling safe and secure, and you're really starting to connect with that inner wisdom. 4, breathing slowly and deeply. 3, relaxing more and more. 2, feeling so calm and peaceful now. No worries in the world, just a real sense of total relaxation. 1, on the next number 1, I want you to simply sink into that bed, becoming more calm, more peaceful, more relaxed. 1, sinking into the feather bed, let every muscle go limp and loose as you sink into the moment, feeling calm, feeling peaceful. A whole state of relaxation has washed over you now, and you are in the moment. This is your moment. Feeling completely at one, mind, body, and soul, you are whole. In fact, you might find you're feeling more and more creative every day as you read through the book Mind, Body, and Soul. And all of your experiences are potential opportunities to express this new connection to your true life purpose through many creative endeavors. In fact, every day you might find that you're becoming more and more creative in everything you do. It could be simple things like cooking or gardening, writing, or just seeing the world in a new creative way. You can literally accomplish anything you put your mind to. Your only limitation is your imagination. And now you've let your imagination go free. Nothing is impossible. Once you can see it, you will believe it, and if you can imagine it, you can transform it into reality. You are filled with optimism and enthusiasm in pursuing your true life purpose, and you are now in the process of creating a new, better version of your true, authentic, creative self. No matter what your age, no matter what your talents, you can create anything you want. In fact, you're in the process of creating the exact person you want to become. You might even find you're telling a friend that you're changing, and you're telling people about this new version of yourself. Maybe you're adopting new healthy habits, or starting new clubs, or seeing new people. Nothing is a coincidence. You're attracting this newness into your life. And every day, in every way, you're feeling more creative. And things are starting to look and feel a little bit different. You are in the process of great change, and anything and everything is possible and achievable. In fact, things are happening easily and effortlessly for you now. You might find that every day you write down a new creative idea in your journal or on the note, and you can see these things starting to come into reality. It's almost like you've planted the seeds of change, and now you're watching your creativity blossom and bloom. Sometimes it might take a little bit longer, but time is nothing to worry about. You are now becoming all that you are capable of being. You are here on this physical earth in a physical form as a result of your desire to learn, grow, and evolve. You have a great mission in life, and you're connecting with it easily and effortlessly now. It's your time to shine as you ignite your light and connect with your true life purpose. In fact, as I'm speaking to you now, your subconscious is tapping into all of that creative abilities that you have. Your talent, your creativity is beginning to emerge and intensify with each passing day. Remember, every day you create a space to truly create meaningful work. You're making time to notice your creativity. You're starting to see things in a creative way. You're starting to look in the mirror and know that you have a creative ability. And it's time you allow that creativity to show itself and manifest in whatever form feels natural to you. It might be writing more, singing, gardening, anything that feels right and inspires you is what you're meant to do. In fact, you'll notice that many new creative activities are showing up in your life right now. You draw from the universe. It's unlimited. It has creative inspiration and energy in everything it does. Everywhere you look, you're seeing the beauty of creativity. Your life is a series of creative successes. They may be small, but they may be massive. You're in the process of great change, and wonderful new opportunities and creative abundance is flowing easily to you now. And you might find people are coming into your life to help you achieve all your new creative goals. This is a really exciting time, so embrace the abundance of your creativity and go with the creative flow. There's nothing to fear, there's nothing to lose. Each time that you use this method for easy relaxation and meditation, you might find that you relax more quickly, more deeply, and more easily. And you might find that new creative ideas are sparking. You might feel inspired to write the minute you stop listening to my voice. Meditation is becoming part of your day in a mindful way. Maybe you're just becoming more mindful and aware. Or maybe you're starting to really listen to that inner wisdom inside. I want you now to really listen. All of the answers you're seeking, all of the creative genius is about to open up to you now in the silence that follows. Allow your mind to tune into that brilliant creative ability and maybe reflect on one of this month's soul questions. Ask yourself, what is your true life passion? What lights you up? What ignites your spirit? I always say that when I'm inspired, I'm in spirit, and I know the Holy Spirit is working through me because my whole body is inspired to work, whether it's with animals or writing or any of the work that lights me up. Find out what ignites your light. Love what you do and do what you love. You deserve the best in this life. And tapping into your creativity will reveal your true life purpose. Take some time now to listen deeply in the silence. Think of your soul question, or if you have no question, just allow your creativity to reveal the answers. I will watch the time as always, and you can enjoy the stillness and silence. And allow your brilliant creative mind to reveal all. Welcome back. Maybe you're feeling very inspired now, or maybe it was a word, a thought, an idea, something that kept coming into your mind, into your creative space. You might feel like you want to journal a little after we finish. You maybe want to make a phone call, do something, whatever you have been inspired to do, trust that creative instinct. Or perhaps if nothing came, that was perfectly fine as well. Nothing you can do during this time is wrong. This is your time to relax and really settle into your true, authentic mind, body, soul, self. Now, in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And then when I say 5, I will say fully aware. At the count of 5, your eyes will open and you will then feel fully aware, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed, and very creative. In fact, you might be invigorated. Or you might want to just relax a little bit longer and allow that creativity to continue to give you the answers that you seek. Whatever feels right for you is right now, so trust it. Okay. 1. Slowly, calmly, easily. You're returning now to your full awareness once again. 2. Each muscle and nerve in your body is loose and limp and relaxed. And in fact, you're feeling wonderfully good, better than you felt in quite a few days. 3. From head to toe, you're feeling perfectly creative in every way. Physically perfect, mentally perfect, emotionally perfect, and very creative. 4, your eyes will begin to feel sparkling and clear, and you might start to really notice whatever your body is leaning on or lying on. Maybe you might want to wiggle your toes when I say 4. On my next number, your eyes will open, you'll be fully aware, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed, invigorated, full of energy and full of creativity. 5, you are fully aware now, opening your eyes, taking a nice, good, deep breath. Fill up your lungs with creative energy and stretch out. And remember our quote at the start of chapter 6, Connecting with Your Creativity. It's a quote from Pablo Picasso. Every child is an artist. The problem is how to remain an artist once we grow up. So go into that childlike space and don't be afraid to connect with your creativity. You might want to relax a little bit longer now, or you may want to go and enjoy your day. Whatever you do, enjoy.